and good morning to everyone. Please take your seats. Take your seats, please. Good morning. As I told you on Monday, we have the program of work, but it is a flexible one, and sometimes we need to change it. And although it was announced by Ambassador Biondino that you will continue the work in the Committee of the Whole, we have decided to reopen the former plenary meeting just for 5 minutes, hopefully. There are two reasons for that, and both of them are positive one. The first one, what I would like to share with you, that yesterday the instrument of accession of Guinea was deposited in London. It means that we have one more state parties, and the number of state parties has increased to 178. A warm welcome to the representatives of Guinea, to our midst, and I hope that from now on we will count on your active participation. Warm welcome on behalf of all state parties to the review conference. And the other reason I reconvened the plenary meeting is that, as you may recall, we were not able to take a decision on the composition of the Credentials Committee because we didn't have all the nominations. I'm pleased to announce that we have received the nominations, and I read out the name of the countries in alphabetical order: Australia, Bulgaria, Canada, Panama, and Peru. May I take it that the review conference agrees to appoint these five countries as members of the Credentials Committee? It is so decided. Thank you very much. You know that we elected the chair and the vice chair before, so now the Credentials Committee can start its work. With that, if no delegation is asking for the floor in the plenary, I adjourn the meeting of the plenary and I hand over the gavel to Ambassador Biondino, and you continue your work in the Committee of the Whole. The meeting is adjourned.